Time now to get on to the Melbourne Storm. Great announcement yesterday. We flagged this a couple of days ago when a few news reports surfaced that Cam Smith had signed. And good news, he signed for a couple of years. To chat about it, one of the Storm's best, Brett Camorley, who'll know Cam better than most, joins us on the line. Brett, thanks for your time this morning on RSN 927.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Did you expect this to be 1 or 2 years for Cameron Smith?
Well, I think for the time frame it took, maybe the thought was it was going to be 2 years. I think Cam was probably almost going to be re-signed by the Melbourne Storm, and obviously was always going to commit to playing one more season. I think he did very clever management work for the fact that Billy Slater has retired. I don't think they could afford to lose Cameron Smith in the same campaign or the same year. It would be a massive hole to fill. And for 2 years has been put in favour of Cameron Smith, I think, is a good thing.
How important has it been to stagger the big three sort of leaving the Storm? Not that Cam Smith might leave after 2 years. You never know. He might have another couple left in him the way he goes. But how important has it been, that staggering, to introduce the younger players to at least play a couple of years with at least one, two, or even all three of them?
Oh, it's been massive, yeah. Obviously, the club was built around, you know, Slater, Smith and Cronk for a long, long time, and then they introduced other good players and turned them into rep players. So the key to that spine was great success for a long, long time. It didn't seem to hiccup them too much, I suppose, when Cooper left and went off to the Roosters, and they still got to the grand final. But, I think the Billy Slater retirement's going to be a massive, massive change for the football club. The preparation he goes through, the fact that he's probably the best fullback our game has ever had. When you're a defensive player and you've got Billy Slater running at you in front of you, he puts you in decisions that you don't make because of the fear of having Billy Slater running in front of you. So I think this hole will be massive to fill. I don't think they'll fill it as easy as they did with the Cooper Cronk sort of, you know, two or three halves last year trying to fill a position. So I think this is a massive one for them. And you're right, it's been really important not to lose the big three at the same time. It's important to be successful in Melbourne. It's important to have great players as leaders. And, yeah, it's. I look forward to what happens in 2019 with Melbourne Storm. I think, finding a new fullback as good as Billy Slater is going to be relatively hard for him.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge challenge, isn't it? Cam Smith flagged the potential of giving up the captaincy before the end of his contract, and he endorsed three potential future leaders. Who do you think it will be in the end, Brett, going forward?
Well, I think they'll build the club around Cameron Munster. Obviously, they did that with, you know, as I said, the Smith, Slater, Cronk, they've had those players. You know, Jesse Bonnet's probably, you know, got a few years left in him, and then, you know, he's the other really senior player that's left at the club. Ryan Hoffman has decided to retire. So, and Cameron Munster, I said, is that player they're going to build the franchise around. Kathusi, the back rower, I think, is a very, very good player. And he's becoming probably the best back rower in the competition, but I don't know. And this is probably hard to say without knowing too many of them internally. The leadership qualities they would have at training, or how vocal they would be, these guys. Now, I just see Cameron Munster as a guy that's going to be the on-field general, the guy that will run the team whilst they're on the park. And, you know, what Craig has done down there for his time has been ridiculous, to be honest. The success they've had under him, the development of the players, the recruitment decisions they've made, the program that they've got up there in Brisbane where they train them, they get them ready, and they bring them back down to Melbourne. Everything has been perfect. They've had to keep reinventing players, but I think this challenge is going to be a pretty big challenge. Losing Cronk and Slater in the last few years and knowing it's difficult eventually, this is where, I suppose, Craig Bellamy's challenge is going to lie, or you know, Melbourne have got to get this one correct so they stay at the top of the tree.
One last one before we let you go. You know what it's like to play in the halves more than anybody. How important is it going to be for Brodie Croft going forward, the fact that Cameron Smith is going to still provide that leadership around him?
Oh, very important, yeah. You know, Brodie Croft, as you said last year, was in and out of the team. He's going to take that grand final now. He's going to take that leadership. I think Cameron Smith is certainly the most controlling player in the game still. The pass selection he gives, as you said, he's going to be making the decision when Brodie gets the ball. Keep him calm, stay relaxed and all that. Very important for his development going forward long term, so that when Smith does go, they've got players that have got experience and composure. So really important for Brodie Croft. Hopefully Brodie Croft kicks next year, sorry, this year as well. You know, it's probably a big year for Brodie Croft to put his stamp on the number 7 of the Melbourne Storm and become the general.
Yeah, hopefully he can do that. Some very exciting stuff from him early in his career. And then, as you said, inconsistent last year, sort of in and out. But hopefully he can own it in 2019. Brett, thanks for your time on RSN 927. Looking forward to catching you on Fox Sports as well.
Not a problem, guys. Enjoy your day.
Brett Camorley joining us there, one of the Storm's best through the late 90s there, who controlled the halfback position, but nice to see Cameron Smith,
and to get a 2-year game. And yeah, first NRL player to play 400 games if he gets there.